This is a special announcement and special warning to Inspector General of Police Solomon Arase to release all those in his custody, IPOB 5 members who went to court this morning in Abuja, and they were in a bus. The Nigerian police started shooting tear gas inside the bus, and you know the implications of this. Do you want them to have accident or what? You want to kill all of them? They started scampering for safety, and in the process, all of them were rounded off and taken to first headquarters or to an unknown destination. We are asking the Inspector General of Police, Roman Arase, to do one thing now, to do the needful. Release all those in your custody, IPOB 5 members, who went to stand in solidarity at the Magistrate Court Abuja in Wuse to, of course, support the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra and the Kano. Incidentally, he was not brought to court, and there was no court session. These men and women were unarmed, they were peaceful, they were just coming back to Biafra land, and the Nigerian police started shooting tear gas in the bus in which they were. What do you want them to do? In the process, you arrested them, you took them away, and we are asking you now to do the right thing. Release them or bear the consequences. If any of them is tortured, if any of them loses his or her life, you will bear the consequences. We are asking you to release them now and not tomorrow. This is a direct warning to the Inspector General of Police, Solomon Arase. That is a direct warning to your office. Instruct your men to release these peaceful, unarmed, civilian Biafra men, women, and children. I understand that some of them have children. You must release them now, not tomorrow. A direct warning to Inspector General of Police Solomon Arase that you must release all those in your custody, unarmed Biafran men, women, and children. We understand that some of them have children with them. They went to court, and you have no reason to arrest them. You have no reason to have started shooting at them in the first place when they were inside the bus. You must release them now or bear the consequences. This is Radio Biafra, and we are live and direct. Once again, a direct warning to the Inspector General of Police, Solomon Arase, to release all those who are in his custody, especially the IPOB 5 members who went to court in Abuja this morning to stand in solidarity with the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, who incidentally was not brought to court as there was no court session. These men and women were coming back to Biafra land. They were in a bus, and the police started shooting tear gas inside the bus. In the process, they were all arrested. We are asking the Inspector General of Police, Roman Arase, to release them now and not tomorrow. You have no reason to have these men and women in your custody. You have no reason to have started shooting tear gas at them. You have no reason to have arrested them in the first place. Where has it been a crime that people went to court and then in the process were arrested? Why should that be? We have exhausted almost all the legal and democratic processes and procedures in place. If any of them is tortured, if any of them loses his or her life, you will bear the consequences. A direct warning to the Office of the Inspector General of Police, Solomon Arase. You must warn your men, you must direct your men now to release all those they have in their custody. Now and not tomorrow. A direct warning to your office, Inspector General of Police, Solomon Arase.
Please, it's a boy them cocking slabbies. Alongside with MG Boy. Only by them, no. Cool. Respect like my Biafran